Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve Burness is with us, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. And I know, Steve, shoddy contractors hitting on those poor folks who got hit with the tornado. What are you hearing about that?
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me today. Yes, they're ruthless and heartless. They're actually going after those people who've been victimized by their tornado. And they're called storm chasers, but not the good storm chasers. Those are the ones, the storm chasing contractors, you know, who come in from different cities, different states, to take advantage of the people here and basically telling them that they're licensed, they can do business here, and ultimately they can't or shouldn't be doing licensing here. So a lot of the cities have been issuing their own warnings, but we're just trying to let consumers know to be careful of these storm chasers, especially coming door to door, because you don't know, you know, who they are, and you wouldn't do business with somebody, you know, right knocking on your door, because you have to do your due diligence on them, Bob. You have to do your research on them and making certain that they are a legitimate business in some way. But it happens time and time again, and I've been doing this, you know, for 34 years, and they're heartless, and they will take advantage of these consumers, as we're hearing already. So it's, you got to, they have to do the research on them. And it's kind of hard, Bob, because like all the good contractors are already busy anyway, and then you couple that with a tornado, mm-hmm. so they're going to be even more busier. So trying to find somebody is difficult, and I know it's difficult, you know, with a hole in your roof to try to do some research, but it's best to do it mm-hmm. as much as possible. And then sometimes, you know, not even you know, going, you know, contact your insurance company, of course, but not going with their recommendations either, because you need to do the research on them.
And is the moral of the story here, just Google the name of the company or call the Better Business Bureau? What do you suggest?
Exactly. Two things. First is contact the Better Business Bureau. Find businesses that you can trust. We are a referral agency. I think most consumers don't realize that. We've been doing this over 95 years in Chicago, you know, connecting consumers with businesses they can trust. But also going on Google and the other search engines and putting the company's name in and put the word scam next to it and see what comes up. But one thing, Bob, I'd like to share with your loyal you know, listeners is that if you can't find anything on a business online, that doesn't necessarily make them a good business. And I've seen that time and time again, because consumers have told us, I couldn't find anything, so I thought it was good. I couldn't find anything negative or bad or good, and they thought it was, you know, a way of doing business with that company, but only to realize that they may have just started business, or they may not even be a business. So it's important to find a track record and do and find businesses that you can trust and work with them directly.
Are you still hearing about some ripoffs concerning the vaccine?
We are still hearing about some ripoffs on the vaccine, whether or not they, you know, they have those, you know, cards, information that, you know, they want you to get the cards, that you could sell those cards. But also we're getting calls now on from FEMA, basically imposters saying they're from FEMA, and they're trying to trick grieving families into, you know, on, you know, benefits that are due them. Hmm. So if somebody in your family died, there's a federal program to help pay funeral expenses, as everybody knows. But these scammers are ruthless, so they are saying they're from FEMA, Bob, and that they will provide this benefits to them, but we need your personal information and about your family members and you, mm-hmm. Social Security number, and that as well. So again, ruthless, heartless, as most scammers are. They're going after people who've lost, you know, family members to the to this particular, you know, thing. So
the coronavirus, right? And with everybody ordering this week on Amazon, because it was Amazon Prime, what's going on with the porch pirates?
We're seeing an increase in the scams reported to the porch pirates. So I think consumers need to remember that if you're ordering these packages and it takes, you know, 2 or 3 days to get to you, that you make certain that you're available or have them sent somewhere else, that if you're not home. These porch pirates drive around and follow these, you know, Amazon and other trucks around and steal from the porch. And especially so much, you know, things were bought online recently because of the Prime Days this week on Monday and Tuesday. So we're already seeing that. But again, consumers, be vigilant about it. And if you're not home, make sure that somebody can pick up the package so it doesn't sit out there all day. Because these, you know, they're ruthless as well, and they drive around, and it happens all the time. You see it on Ring cameras, you see it on other cameras, and they don't seem to care.
Be careful out there. Steve Burness, Better Business Bureau, and it's BBB.org. Thanks for the warnings, as always, Steve. Have a good day.
You too, Bob.